From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Another shakeup today in the campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry fired his campaign manager, Jim Jordan, replacing him with Mary Beth Cahill, the chief of staff to Senator Edward Kennedy. Kerry is currently languishing behind Howard Dean in the lead-up to the crucial New Hampshire primary. Here to talk about these developments is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Hello, Mara.
Hi, Michelle.
In practical terms, how important is this, the role of the campaign manager? How important is it who runs the campaign? Does it really matter that Jim Jordan's being replaced?
Well, it depends whether this is just a personnel shakeup or whether it actually signifies a new direction for the Kerry campaign. And that's exactly the question a lot of Democrats that I talk to today are asking. I mean, staff shakeups happen all the time, and they're the arcana of political campaigns. What matters is if voters notice any difference. Sometimes it's just somebody leaving. Chris Lehane, who was Kerry's communications director, left a while ago. Now he's working for Wesley Clark. Clark himself fired his first campaign manager. So did Howard Dean, for that matter. Sometimes a shakeup does really make a difference. Jim Baker coming in to run George Bush's campaign in 1992, or Al Gore firing a lot of staff people and moving his campaign to Tennessee in 2000. The problem that a lot of Democrats see in the Kerry campaign is that Kerry hasn't really developed a compelling message that can excite Democrats. And whether Mary Beth Cahill coming in and Jim Jordan going out means that he will, we just don't know yet.
Now, there was a time when Kerry was thought by many Democrats to be the leading challenger to President Bush. What happened?
Well, I think three things happened. The first thing is that Howard Dean happened, and he's been the phenomenon of the race. He really did come up with a message that excited Democrats, a message that wasn't just anti-war and anti-Bush, but also anti-establishment Democrat, read anti-Kerry. And Dean has been able to create what one Democrat I talked to today called a movement, not just a bunch of supporters. Dean's also from Vermont, so like Kerry, he's a neighbor of New Hampshire. And he has managed to develop an 8-to-12-point lead in the polls over Kerry there, and New Hampshire is a state that Kerry absolutely has to win if he's going to be the nominee. Another thing that happened was the war in Iraq, which turned out to be a lot messier and less of a triumph than a lot of the Democrats who voted for it thought it would be. That allowed Dean to capitalize on the anti-war sentiment among Democrats. And more than any of the Democrats who voted for the war, Kerry has had a particularly hard time explaining his vote in favor. And then the third thing that happened was Kerry himself. You know, early on, he did convince a lot of Democrats that he had what it took to be the nominee. A lot of money, a crew of very experienced operatives. Of course, Democrats say that his campaign looked like Noah's Ark. He had too many experienced Democratic operatives. He had two of everything, and they fought among themselves. But Kerry also had a resume that included a long and distinguished career in the Senate and, of course, a distinguished military record in Vietnam. And Kerry said that's what made him the man most likely to beat George Bush. But the complaint you hear most often is that Kerry didn't develop a message beyond that resume. If you talk to the Kerry campaign, they say, yes, he has a message. George Bush is a tool of the special interest, and it'll take someone with courage, meaning Kerry, to beat him. That message just simply hasn't gotten out yet.
Mara, in 2 weeks, Democrats hold their next debate in Des Moines, Iowa. Do you think we might see a different John Kerry because of this campaign shakeup?
Well, I think you're already seeing a different John Kerry. Kerry has been giving sharper answers, less woolly and convoluted explanations of his vote on the war. He's also been taking the attack to Dean directly, which is something he shied away from in the past. Now, whether those attacks will make a difference for him isn't clear yet, but the Kerry campaign claims they've got plenty of time to fix the problem. He has a new set of TV ads on the air in New Hampshire, and they say most voters, even in New Hampshire and Iowa, haven't tuned into the race yet. And of course, New Hampshire does have a long history of handing frontrunners some very unpleasant surprises. Think George W. Bush, beat by John McCain, Bill Clinton, beat by Paul Tsongas, and Bob Dole, beat by Pat Buchanan. And that's why John Kerry is now claiming to be the underdog.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
Mara Liasson is NPR's national political correspondent.